need you. He said, your past is no longer an issue. He said, what happened the other day is no longer an issue. It has been cast into the sea of forgetfulness, never to arise. He says, I will never condemn you for your past anymore. Your past will not stop you from entering into the kingdom of God. He said, your past has been washed away by the blood. It has not been covered up. It's been washed away. It no longer exists. It no longer exists. He said, it no longer exists. He said, you are my daughter now. He said, I have created you in the likeness of me. He said, I've created you in the likeness of me. He said, your past doesn't exist anymore. He said, you are a new creation. He says, I will never, never haunt you with your past. He said, the enemy will try to use your past against you. But all you need to say is, I've been forgiven. And my past no longer exists in the name of Jesus. He said, you've been forgiven. He said, all the sins have been washed away. He says, I've already started working in your atmosphere and in your circumstances. I've already set up a provision for you so you don't have to ask other people for stuff. He said, I've already set up housing for you so you have your own. That will bless you. He said, oh. He said, and all those old people that were trying to keep you away from God, he said, I'm moving them out of your house. He says, I'm moving them. He says, so when they go, let them go. He says, you are a new creation. You're not where you were. He says, you are in a new place. God. He says, you are a new creation. He said, I've healed from your past. It is done. Yes. It is done. It is done. The enemy's going to try to make you think that nothing's changed. You're same as you used to be. That's a lie. That's a lie. The Lord says, you are a new creation. He's going to try to make you doubt what you just felt from the Lord today. It's a lie because he's a liar. God, you know what you're feeling this morning is real. You know what God has spoken to you before you got here. It's real. You know that God is moving in your life. That's real. Don't let the enemy cause you to doubt what God has already put in your heart. Believe me, you are a new creation. Believe me that your life has changed. Believe me, this is the Lord. Believe me that you are what I said you are. You are not what you used to be. From this moment on, you are a brand new creation. From this moment on, you are brand new. Right off the press, right out of the assembly line. 0 miles, brand spanking new. God said, your past no longer condemns you. He says, you're now fit for the kingdom.
God!
You hang around people that are trying to help you into heaven, not people trying to get you out of heaven. I want her to know. Do you know this young lady? Amen. I need you to get familiar with some of these sanctified women here so I can help keep you strong. Mother, bring her, Pastor Nicole, can y'all take her and pray with her? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Can I ask? Yeah, Lord, sure. Yes, please. Amen. Scott, I need you to understand, son, that I got your email, your prayer request. I need you to understand that God, is this his mother?
Your mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law. God has healed cancer in this house, I know for a fact.
Amen.
Four times, maybe 3 or 4 times. The doctors thought they would be gone. And they're yet here, healed and delivered. Children, adult, God is able. And if that is God's will for her life, it will be done in the name of Jesus. What's the mama's name? Do you know?
Ann Walker.
Ann Walker, if you can hear me, if you're listening now, Ann Walker, I need you to press your hands forward like this. And I need you to repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know whatever your will is, it will be done. I know whatever your will for my life, it will be done. I know that I'm not praying alone, but I have the saints praying with me and for me. I know that I am a member of the body of Jesus Christ. I understand, Lord, that your perfect will must be done. And I stand as a witness that I will be whatever God has called and created me to be. I am praying healing and deliverance over your life. I'm praying healing and deliverance over your atmosphere. I'm praying healing and deliverance over your family, over your finances. I'm praying that God will heal you mentally and spiritually. I'm praying that God will lift you up and that you will be an example for others to follow Jesus Christ. Walk by faith and not by sight. Let the doctors say whatever they want to say, but God has the last say. Father God, in the name of Jesus, what's her name again? Anne? Father, we pray for Anne Walker. We pray for her family. We pray for her loved ones. We pray for those that are in love with her. We pray, Lord, that you would heal and deliver. We pray, Lord, that you would lift her up, that you would increase her joy, that you would open her spiritual eyes so that she can see the manifestation of you. We pray, Lord God, that she will strengthen her atmosphere through prayer and through praise, and that you will get all the honor and all the glory out of her walk and out of her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can I have some kids? Come on up here, children. Let me pray for you right now. Amen. We only have two little babies up here right now. That's all right. Good morning, ladies. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing? Y'all good? Amen. Hallelujah. Fakamisalo. For I know that God is real. You all know that the enemy is after our children, right?
Yes.
You know that the enemy wants to destroy our children. If he can destroy the children, he's got a hand on the future.
Yes.
Amen. We can't allow that. They're trying to bring that demonic stuff in the schoolroom.
Yes.
First, second, and third grade. Things that children just should not, it's just not right. Yes. But God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would protect our children, not just these children that are in our atmosphere, that are in our presence today, but your children, wherever they are, Lord, that you would protect your children, especially from the schools and from the and from those that are trying to undermine what your plan is for our children. Father, guard their atmosphere. Guard them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are, whatever they're doing, and whoever they're with, protect them and keep them, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory out of their lives. Father, these children belong to you and to no other.
Amen.
Father, we cannot allow the enemy to steal our daughters. We cannot allow the enemy to steal our sons. We cannot allow the enemy to have a foothold in their life, in their walk, in their atmosphere. We're asking, Lord, that you will cover them with your glory. Cover them with your glory. Let your blood cover their atmosphere. We rebuke anything that will come against these babies. Anything that will come against these children. Anything that is not like you, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Not just these children, but the children of the believers that are watching, the children of the believers that are in the body of Christ, the children of the believers that are not in this place, but they are in this prayer, the children, those that believe. Father, even the 2,300 children that you have given us, we pray over their lives, over their atmosphere. Cleanse them, Lord, wherever they are, whoever they're with. Allow your presence to watch over them. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Come on, come on, come on, Sephora. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? Let Sephora wait for a minute because there's some kids coming in that are around her age. So let her wait. Let me pray for it. Yes. Terry, I'm praying for your daughter, Stephanie. I know your daughter has diabetes. She needs housing, and she needs her sanctification back. She needs her joy back, her relationship with God. She needs it back. Hallelujah. What's the daughter's name? Amen. God can work with Stephanie, especially if he knows if they already have a relationship. Amen. For your prescriptions, God is able. God is able.
Amen.
God is able. I'm telling you that we've seen God do some of this very same things in this house,
yes,
in this,
yes,
in this location. We've seen God move. God is able.
Amen.
We're gonna pray over. What's the daughter's name? We're gonna pray over Stephanie right now. Stephanie and her high cholesterol girl. I understand. Stephanie, what's her mom's name? Terry and Stephanie. I need you, if you're listening. Terry and Stephanie, if you're listening right now, I need you to just point in this direction because I need you in agreement with me. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? I need you to agree with me in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your daughter that has strayed is ready to come back home.
Amen.
She needs to be back home.
Yes.
She needs to be back in your presence.
Yes.
She needs to be where you are. Father, you are able to heal her and to forgive her all sin and unrighteousness if she just asks.
Amen.
Father, you are able to restore her finances if she simply asks. Father, you are able to restore her health if she just asks. Father, you are able to give her what she needs to be what you have commanded her to be if she just asks. I can ask for her. Her mom can ask for her. The prayer warriors can ask for her. But until she asks for her, the job cannot be completed. Father, we're asking that you would create an environment that would press her to ask you for forgiveness. Create an environment that will press her to asking to heal her. Create an environment that will send her back to the cross, back to where she once was in you.
Yes.
Create an environment, Father,
yes,
that will send her back home,
yes,
back to the altar,
hallelujah,
back to the cross. What's her mama's name again?
Terry.
And Father, give Terry peace in her mind, in her heart, in her understanding.
Hallelujah.
Give her the peace and the joy of knowing that you are actually operating in her daughter's life.
Amen.
Let it be so, Father.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Let it be so. Let her testimony be a witness for others so that they will understand the authority and the power of the Most High God.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name
Jesus
we pray. Amen. And amen. And
amen.
If there's anybody that's sending in a prayer request, let Tahira know so she can bring it to the altar.
Amen.
Now I need Sakura's age. Come on up. Come on. Hallelujah. For God, so it's nice to see Jasmine in the house.
Hallelujah.
We missed you, blessed woman of God. Hallelujah.
Mama.
Glory to God in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
What time? I need somebody to grab that watch and tell me what time it is. Keep me up to date for what time it is.
10:10.
Amen. Tabika Soma. Say it again.
10:10.
10:10. We got plenty of time. Well, we got some time. Amen. Take your hands out. Masabiyaha. Take her hand. Come on up here. Amen. What's this age group? 10, 11?
11, 12.
11, 12. How old are you, baby? 11. How old are you, child?
Oh, 11.
Amen. Amen. La Vico Misha. Martha, who's a pastor,
amen,
who's anointed of God, I need you to stand behind this baby here. La Visa Miaka. Jaqua, I need you to stand. Okay. Jaqua, I need you to stand behind Sakura. The Lord does not normally have me to have the parents to stand with their children, but on occasion he does. Amen. This is one of them occasions. Amen. She must be good for her.
Amen.
I'm not saying the rest of y'all not. I'm just addressing what's happening today.
Amen.
Now you do what you want to do with that statement. Amen. Because you know people will take stuff and make such twist it all and they say, the Lord says, stop lying on the Lord. He ain't saying nothing like that. Amen. Miki sho alariash. Mishuko. Take your hand and put on her crown. And take your hand and put on her crown. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy of all praises. We lift you up because you are God and there is none like you. Father, the situation for their age group in the atmosphere that we now live in is dangerous. The enemy is after these children. But we're not releasing them.
Lord.
And we're going to keep them covered.
Amen.
And we're going to keep them prayed over and prayed for in the name of Jesus. And we are not going to allow them to be victims of the enemy. For they are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And you told us to bring them up in the way that they should go.
Yes.
So that when they are old, they will not depart from it. And we know it will not depart from them. Keep them safe in your loving arms, guarded and protected by your blood. Their homes, their families, wherever they are, whatever they're doing and whoever they're with, remind them of who they are. And we rebuke anything that will come against them that is not like you.
Hallelujah.
Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness.
Hallelujah.
Make them perfect in your sight.
Yes.
Through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let their light so shine before men that they will see their good works, but give you the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, I need that other age group, the younger ones. Oh, did I do the younger ones? I'm sorry. The older ones. That would be Asia.
Is this on?
And my tall brother over there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good
Lord. How you doing?
Uh-huh.
Nathan, where's Nathan?
Uh-huh. And her
five kids.
Uh-huh.
Nathan in the house.
Okay.
What's happening, brother? He's like, hey.
Yes, ma'am.
La vie à ta mère. Grisha, Greg. Perfect. Reverend, behind my brother here. La Miki Sada. And Martha, you're perfect. Chagnon. Because he knows who God is.
Yes.
He knows who God is. It's a light that shines. So I'm not going to call you up. I just want to lift your hands. Because I know you know who God is. I know you are a soldier in the army of the Lord. You know what you know. You can always lift your hands to me. That when you speak this God, the ears of those that are near you, and the ears of those that will receive.
For I am a child of the living God.
Amen.
I am a child of the King.
Yes.
My standards are much higher than the world's standards. I stand taller. I shine brighter. I look better because I am better because I am a child. I am a member of the royal family.
Yes.
I can't afford to look like everybody else.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't afford to look like somebody that don't know God. I am a member of the royal court. I am royalty.
Hallelujah.
You think you're something? No, I don't. I know I'm something.
My Lord. Yeah. Amen.
You think you're better than I am? Yes. Do you know Christ? No, then yes, I am.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. If you don't know Christ, I am better than you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
That's just arrogant. No, you just don't understand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because if you were in this, you'd know.
Amen.
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 Does anybody disagree? Because I got a word for you. We are a peculiar people.
Amen.
We're not like everybody else. So we can't look like everybody else. We can't act like everybody else. We don't think the same way everybody else thinks because we're not like everybody.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm royal, but I'm not arrogant. Because when you got money, you ain't trying to prove nothing.
Amen.
The people that don't have money are the ones trying to convince you they got something.
Amen.
But the people that's really got something, they ain't trying to let everybody know what all I got.
Amen.
See, when you're royal, you just naturally act royal.
Amen.
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 Amen. When you a ghetto bunny, we all know what you are.
My Lord.
Amen. Did I say the wrong thing? Amen. I'm just saying, y'all. Amen. Everybody, oh, they're one of them coming. Amen, y'all. Amen. But when you royal.
Amen.
Everybody like, wow, shh. Wait till they walk past. Do y'all remember back in the day? Well, most of y'all won't, but do y'all remember when people get near a church and they would cross the street with their beer bottles and their cigarettes and their wine? Do y'all remember? They don't do that. They come up in the church. They in the church. They're preaching. They used to have respect for the church. They wouldn't go anywhere near the church. I don't know if you know.
Amen.
And now they just the preacher's a thug. You know, now you just don't know.
It's a breach.
Amen. But God is worthy of all of our praises. We don't want to pray a covering and a protection over these teenagers. I wouldn't want to be a teenager for nothing in the world. Amen. Hey, they don't print enough money for me to want to be a teenager. Because I barely made it through the last one. You think I'm going to try it again? I don't think so. Amen. I was faithful when I got the last one.
Amen.
And now I wouldn't want to be a teenager for nothing in the world. And I'm praying over y'all because y'all got a job.
Amen.
Jesus got to watch. Because it's worse. It's so much worse. It's leaps and bounds worse than what it used to be.
Yeah.
Because when I was younger, they were just after you as a person. Now they're after your eternity. They're after your spirit. They're after your relationship with God. The enemy is playing for keeps because he knows time is short.
Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless you, baby. God bless you. The enemy, wait a minute, how old are you? 16?
You go with Asians. I mean, you go with the adults. Oh, Asians here.
Okay, well, then
she's right where she's supposed to be. I'm going to stay in my lane, y'all. We're going to be praying for these young people. Ricky, sir, y'all don't know. Lisa, you up to praying, baby? Come on up here. Stand behind my baby with the glasses on here. Hallelujah. For God is worthy.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry. Amen. I need y'all holding hands. Come on. Lay off sharp. I need you to anoint their hands.
Amen.
As it's cup like this. These children got something. Put your hand on your shoulder. For God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. What time is it, somebody? I don't want to be too bad.
10:22.
I got a prayer request. Why don't you give me that while I'm ready for it? Candy. Wow. Whoa. Great day in the morning. Candy, I'm telling you. My situation wasn't that deep, but it was deep enough. I understand.
Amen.
I understand.
Amen.
Candy, I need you to understand that God is able, especially if you are a believer. God is able, especially if you trust him. God is able, especially if you lean on him. Candy, if you're listening, if you're with this right now, I need you to point this way. I need about three people to agree with me, with Candy, to just raise your hand.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand what Candy's facing. You understand the torment that goes on in the mind, not knowing. How am I going to feed my family? How am I going to pay the rent or the mortgage? How am I going to keep the car? How am I going to? You know, you are the Lord. You understand those things already. You are here. You know what she's going through. You know what she's dealing with. And not just church, trying to keep the children from knowing how the situation is, trying to keep the husband from panicking. You already understand. But Father, you said where there are two or three gathered together in your name, touching and agreeing, you said you would be in the midst. I'm standing in a gap for Candy and for her family. I'm praying, Lord, that you will make a way out of no way. I'm praying, Lord, that you will give her the joy to rejoice in advance for your deliverance from their situation. I'm praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus for Candy and her family, that you would give her the peace of mind, knowing that you have already taken care of the situation. That you have already met her at her point of need, and it shall be done. I believe in you, Father. And we're standing with her. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open, Father. You said, you heard us before we called, and you answered while we were yet speaking. While we're still speaking, Father, you are answering that prayer.
Amen.
I have just enough faith to believe that. I have just enough faith to believe that you will do what you said you will do. Encourage that family. Make them an example for others to follow. Let their light so shine before men that men will see their good works but glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. Give her that awesome testimony. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, these four babies that you have brought to us, these children that you have put in our care, we're asking, Father, that you would touch their hearts and their minds, open their understanding. Make them those torches, those lights. Let the light in them shine through them so that people will see the Christ that's all over them. Let there be a light that others will see you in them. Let your light shine. Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness. Remove anything from their atmosphere that does not reflect you. Select their friends for them. Watch over them even as they sleep. Wake them up with their hearts and their minds stayed on thee. Give them what they need. You have already given them what they need to be what you have called them to be. Let that tree inside that seed come forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I want to pray for somebody now. We still got a few minutes. How are we doing, Abigail?
Good.
Hanika Esheria, 1025. Let's talk about that. This is regarding one of the members in Hawaii, one of the faithful followers in Hawaii.
So an update on my aunt. They want to send her home, but she's still not well. The medicine is causing diarrhea and kidney stones. And it's really, really big, but they want her to go home to do the procedure. Pancreatitis is being treated by medicine.
Amen. God can heal the pancreas.
Yes.
There is no... Are you aware that God created you? And everything about you, God did. So he knows what's happening. He knows what to do. He can just speak the word and it's done. We are praying. What's the aunt's name? Did they say? That's all right. We're praying. You know who you are. In Hawaii. We're praying that God will complete the healing.
Yes, Lord.
We're praying that God will give her a dynamic testimony.
Amen.
We're praying that God will allow her situation to bring someone else closer to Christ.
Yes.
We're praying that God will use this for his own glory. Amen?
Amen.
If you can, just raise your hands with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Father God,
Jesus. All right, Lord. The Lord is doing one of these numbers. Like, I'm sending it now. This
I put my hand here and I felt the presence of God doing one of these.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's like I'm sending it. I've already sent it. I've already sent the word. I've already sent the healing or the deliverance. That's what I'm feeling. So he's never lied to me. God is already working on that. And I believe the recovery will be much quicker than anybody expected.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that the recovery will be much quicker than others have expected.
Yes.
And then that testimony can go forth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because God is everywhere. I don't have to be there to lay my hands on. God's hand can reach anywhere.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
All right, come on, let's have some prayer. We have about 10 minutes. I'm so glad to see Jasmine. Amen. We missed that smile, girl. Amen. Yes. What's up, big man? Amen. Y'all come up. If you want prayer, if you desire prayer, just line up right here. Amen. That's what we want. Let me leave that there. Amen. Not Tiffany. Asia, come here. Where's Asia? Can I get some music? Somebody. Asia, walk around this way. No, Asia, I'm sorry. Walk around this way. Because you're gonna hold up. You're gonna be my oil bearer. I hope my tongue get untangled before I speak today.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if it's cold or what.
Speak in the universal language.
I was starving like Marvin before prayer started. Now I'm full. Now I'm not hungry at all. What's happening?
Jesus told the disciples.
Mother Sharon asked me where she goes. She's quick.
Right here.
Oh, there she is. Well, I didn't see her. Amen. Yeah, she's back.
Our guest went in.
Amen. Kisha. God is a healer. I love this. I don't know who they are. But I know that the Spirit of God is there, and that makes me love them.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know who they are, but praise God for them.
Amen.
If they're a member of the kingdom, that's good enough.
Amen.
That brother knows something. I was laughing. I was letting you know I knew. Because you can't hide no light. Amen. Who is this baby? Amen. Is this what I'm praying for?
Oh,
how are you?
And Mama too.
Well, let's pray. Well, let's pray for baby first.
Okay.
Push your name. Joseph.
Hallelujah.
Have I seen you before?
First time.
Something looked awfully familiar about her. I don't know what it is. But I want to pray for Joseph right now. Amen. Kisa Adio Asa. This is what we got to do for the moment. Piquicio, Jacob, you stand next to, what's your name, baby?
Iris.
Iris, you stand next to. God is a deliverer. God can deliver you. He can answer that prayer. That deep desire that you have. Because if you could fix it, it would have already been fixed. And even though God knows the desire for you to change that is there. But you can't change it without healing. You understand that, right? And so you are in the perfect place for your change to take place.
Amen.
You understand? Amen. This is your day of change.
Yes.
This is your day. You picked a good day.
Amen.
I believe the Lord led her here this morning for her change. I don't know what to expect, but I expect something. Let me go. You shouldn't forget it. Jaffa. My feet, Jamio, Niera, I need y'all to pray for her for just a minute until I finish praying with Joseph. So take her. And I'm gonna, Joseph, right? May I pull your hat down just a minute? Don't choke. What a beautiful child.
Yes.
Beautiful. Mama, baby. Just a little bit now. I ain't trying to cook. Dad, I'm good. Oh, you did it good. Man. Joseph, oh my God. Joseph. Shepherd.
Amen.
Shepherd.
Yes.
No!
Yes.
Oh! See, sometimes we don't know the gift that God has given us until it manifests itself. But sometimes the Lord will show somebody else what's in the package. Amen. God is, these show. God has an anointed plan for Joseph. He wouldn't call Joseph for nothing.
Amen.
Wouldn't call Joseph for nothing. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to need to swap out. Ma'iha. I'm going to need to replace Greg with these two pastors here.
Amen.
Ma'iha. Pastor, you're on this side. Pastor, you're on this side. Or boogie time. Amen. That's what it's been so aptly called. Amen. Joseph, I don't know how much you understand God. Do you know who God is?
Yes.
God has a tremendous calling over your life. There are angels that protect you and watch over you, even now. When you pray, there's an angel that takes your prayers directly to the altar or the throne of God. God is very much aware of who you are and where you are. He's very aware of what he has placed in you. And I am praying. My job today is to pray that God will release the anointing that is in you into your atmosphere. Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It is such an honor to pray for you.
My love, please.
It's like a flower that has not yet bloomed. But all that fragrance and aroma and all those things that draw you to it are just trapped in there, waiting for an opportunity to come forth.
Yes.
Because once it opens, everybody's going to know.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why you had to have it. That's why you didn't have a choice in having it. You had to. Because it wasn't yours. It belongs to God. The Bible says it is he that had made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You're just the vessel he used to get him here. But he was already expected here.
Amen.
You understand? You need to remember that the next time you doubt. You need to remember that. You understand? La kushamiya. Let's get one more time. Let's move it. Ah, good girl. All right, do this inside. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Joseph, you're anointed.
Amen.
Joseph, you're called.
Hallelujah.
Joseph, the one that you have selected. We are praying that you will release the fragrance that you have placed in God. That you will release the anointing that you have placed in his spirit. That your angels will constantly protect him.
Yes.
And to minister to him. And that your presence will bless him. And wherever he is, wherever he's standing, whatever he's doing, let your presence be made known. Provide him with every need.
Yes.
Provide him with everything. And those that are watching over him,
yes,
provide them with their needs.
Yes.
We bless you because you are God. We bless you in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Go stand with Mother Brendan. Mama, pray with him, you in the air. Alo, Sharia. I need Mama now. Alo, Shama. Y'all stand there because they're one. Done things you didn't want to do.
God says your victory is here. Not here in this building. Here in God. The Lord says you don't have to be afraid to go to sleep anymore. You don't have to be afraid. He says, I don't want you walking in fear anymore. He says, you've come to me, and I'm going to meet you at your point of need. He said, I want you to release those things that have been holding you down. Those things that have been keeping you in doubt, that make you feel unstable. Do I or don't I? Should I or shouldn't I? Can I or can't I? He says, I want you to release those things. He says, I want you to trust me. I want you to trust in me. I want you to understand that now I am your God.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to understand that now I am your God. I need you to understand that now I will be blessing you.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand that now I am in charge.
Thank you.
I am sitting on the throne in your temple.
Thank you, Lord.
God! The enemy is no longer in charge of this vessel. Since you have given it over to me, I will provide for you and your son. I will make a way where there is no way. He said, it is important that when I open up this door and I bless you, that you remember where the blessings came from. That you remember that you gave your life over to me. It is important that you devote your life. Why does the Lord say back to him? Did you once know the Lord? Oh, I think you've been introduced to the Lord somewhere along the line. Claudia said, yeah. You've been introduced to him. You may not have understood what it was. But there is a point in your walk, in your life, that you were introduced to somebody that may have been praying for you. Somebody's been covering that. So you wouldn't perish before you had an opportunity to turn your life away. There's a connection that God has with you somewhere. Because we are connected again.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I need you all to raise your hand and point it this way. Open your hands, baby. What's your name again?
Iris.
I love me some Iris.
Amen.
Because if God loves her, I love her.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want Iris to remember this day. See, the enemy's trying to work already. The enemy's trying to work already. He's trying to make her believe that. He said, but we don't accept that. Iris, I need you to repeat something after me, okay? You ready? I need you to do this as loud as you can. It is important that you put this into the atmosphere. I need you to say this as loud as you can. Scream it out if you have to, but I need you to say this. You ready? Are you all shy and I can't do you? You're not one of them people, are you? Oh, girl. You can't be that today. She needs to put it into the atmosphere. It needs to be as loud as it can be.
Yes.
And I need to encourage her to do it.
Yes. Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Repeat. Oh, and by the way, keep your eyes closed. Because the Lord wants you to experience this in the spirit, not through your eyes.
Amen.
Say, Father God.
Father God.
Okay, that was okay for me, but I need you to say it like you're saying it to the Lord. Father God.
Father God.
Fill that. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Ooh, I hear it.
I.
And then y'all don't call yourself Irish. You call yourself who you are.
Oh, okay.
Just because we want organization here. We don't want nobody. Amen.
I, Iris.
I am no longer
who I was.
I am now
a new
creation. whatever happened before you got here,
hallelujah,
God has cast it into the sea of forgetfulness.
Thank you.
Never to arise again.
Lord,
you have been forgiven of every sin.
Thank you.
Anything that did not reflect God. Everything has been removed.
Amen.
And He called you right now.
Yes.
You be in front of Him with
hallelujah.
Thank you.
That's where you stand right now.
Yes.
And if He will try to attack you and to make
Lord.
You think that nothing
Thank
happened
you, Lord.
And that nothing changed.
Thank you, Lord.
But the Bible says He is the author of lies.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank
so
you.
Whatever comes out of His mouth is a lie.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
If He says good morning, look out the window.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
If He says it's raining, check with the weather company.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything He says is a lie. So if, because listen, God deals with conviction. Once you're convicted and you ask for forgiveness, God's done with that. The enemy deals with guilt.
Yes.
And so He will guilt you until you learn how to fight Him back. So if you feel guilty about anything, no, it's not God. Because the conviction part already happened. That's done. Anything else that comes up, as you are right now, is the enemy attacking you. You find some phone numbers and you call for help.
Amen.
And we'll stop and we'll pray.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Let's welcome Iris to the church. Yeah. I'm going to sit down. I'm out. That's what time it is. Let's pray right quick. Let's pray right quick. Everybody touch somebody. Everybody grab somebody. Leave room for Abigail. For those of you that are online, I hope you were blessed by this prayer.
Amen.
You can text your prayer in. No, you can't text it.
Email.
You can chat it in. You can email it in. I need somebody that knows member services email address. S4CGlobalMembers@gmail.com. Email your prayer request to Janelle. She'll get them to us.
Amen.
In the chat rooms. Tell Abigail what your prayer request is. We'll pray for you right there. If you don't want it to be mentioned over the air, then just let us know. Let us know. Give us your name and where you're from.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, for all those that have gathered together in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for all those that have gathered together to be a part of this prayer service this morning. Whether they're online or in person. Whether they're looking at it now or they'll look at it later. We praise you for all that you are and for this little light that sits on this hill in Long Beach.
Yes,
we give you praise. We ask that the rest of the day will be a blessing unto you, God. That you will be blessed.
Yes.
That you will be pleased.
Yes.
And that your work will go forth.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Right.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.